essentially walk around your house and say, could that.
Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Yes, my zip code is 48180.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Mary Hall.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
A shipping address, 16073 Lauren Street.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered our space heater on January 28th, paying $9.97 for shipping and handling. I may help you.
Okay. So that's what this is about. I have a problem. My account was charged $54 for this space heater. When it was supposed to, we were supposed to only pay for shipping.
Okay, ma'am. Well, this was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $54.97. It starts your first month of membership and gets you a $125 gift card to the best consumer gadget club on the web.
No, I want to cancel that. It was a misunderstanding. Okay, when I looked at the thing, basically it said you had won, I had won something. And the only thing that I had to do was pay shipping. So it was supposed to have been a gift. So I ordered the space heater thinking that I was only going to have to pay the $10, but I thought I had won. It said, congratulations, you won this space heater, blah, blah, blah. You know, I need to cancel that because what happened is that they went into my account. I had a loan coming out. They went into my account, charged me $54, and therefore screwed up my loan. So now I'm late on my loan. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. So what
I don't want to be in no group. I don't want nobody charging my account $54. I'll send the heater back if that be the case. You know what I'm saying? But I'm thinking it's a free gift, and all I had to do was pay for shipping. And see, that's how they get you with that. I know you all have had this before happen. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not going off on you because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Ma'am?
I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay. So they're going to
what I will go ahead and do for you is issue you a 35% refund. This also cancels out the account to prevent all future charges. And you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. Just give me one moment and I will provide you with the cancellation number.
What do you mean 35%? Why can't they? Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. And so I will not be charged no more, correct? Ma'am, I'm not hearing you.
I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay. So I will not be charged anymore, correct?
Correct.
And they're going to give me my money back.
You should see that refund back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
I got it.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie. 2588.
288. Okay, so that's C as in Charlie. 2588772888.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's a cancellation.
Correct.
Okay, so what do I do when this doggone heater comes? Send it back or what?
No, ma'am. Due to safety guidelines, we don't accept them back. That's yours to keep.
You know, and they're gonna, are they gonna put the full 54 back?
35%, ma'am.
35% of 54.
Correct.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, thank you, because I was getting ready to close down my account because I thought it was a scam, you know. Well, at least I was able, there was a number there that I was able to call. But, yeah, tell them don't take no more out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. Is
mess
there anything
up,
else I can do for you?
No, just pray for Michigan. We're getting ready to get hit with a storm. So, yeah.
You stay safe, ma'am.
Yeah, have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Rocket Mortgage.